people get lost in the forest, other people find themselves there. This is Wright Brennan with the Lost in the Midlands podcast, and I'm here with the grout medic, Rory Bailey himself. Rory, what's up, man? Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks for having me.
Heck yeah. So, you just came off a job site to come up here and hang out and do this podcast. So did myself. It's always fun to have another home improvement professional in the building. But before we talk a little bit about business, et cetera, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that quote you just gave. Is that is being outdoors one of your releases from the stresses of the world?
It is, definitely. To get off the grid and kind of reset is just... It's key. I mean, just to kind of get you grounded back in the world, with, you know, away from technology and just the hustle and bustle of things. Just get off the grid, find yourself in the woods.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. After this most recent home show, I saw that you took a little breather. Was that must have been out in the woods, I guess.
Unfortunately, no. We just got away for a weekend.
Okay.
But
not in the woods.
Not in the woods. Not completely unplugged.
Good enough, though.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. All right. So how did we get to, you know, where you are today? Like, are you from the area? You know, we're going to get into your background a little bit.
So I'm a native South Carolinian. Okay. I was born in Florence, but can only claim that home for the first 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
The rest of it's here in West Columbia, where I went to school around here. I've worked here. And this is what I call home. So I don't see myself going anywhere else.
Yeah. Wow. So you are a real native.
Native, yes.
Florence to Columbia. A few people are like that in our BNI chapter.
That's right.
Did you know any of those folks?
Shauna, she's from Florence. So we had a quick one-to-one and conversation about the hometown.
A little overlap there. All right. That's pretty cool. Okay. So native to the area. Your professional background, when you were a young man, were you like, you know, the grout medic is in my destiny?
Not at all. So it kind of, I guess, relates to that quote, you know, kind of a free guy, like just do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Get my hands in whatever I can.
Oh, yeah.
The grout was not like even back before my launching of the grout medic, I was like, if I needed anything tile and grout, I call my little brother. I'm sorry, younger brother. He's bigger than I am. So, but I call my younger brother because he did all the tile work. He did that.
Yeah.
So I was like, nope, I don't need to learn it because I know somebody. But that changed whenever we decided to explore the option of opening a grout medic franchise.
What were you doing before this?
Directly before this, I was a stay-at-home dad for 4 years.
Yeah.
That was a roller coaster and still is. But and then before that, I worked for a local credit union for 10 years.
Wow.
And loved working there. Have a lot of good friends who still work there. And
yeah,
I know if I needed to, I could go back there and say, I need a job, and they would hire me.
That's awesome.
So I did that for 10 years, but just over my lifespan is just always kind of like worked with my hands in and out, just DIY stuff and learning things that I needed to get the job done.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So at what point did you decide that you were like, you know what, it's time for me to get my entrepreneurial job on? Were you at some point, were you like, you know, I either want to go back to the workforce or start my own? Was there a kind of like a teetering decision making?
For me personally, no. This is my wife's idea. She
that is fantastic. Your wife's awesome, by the way.
She is. Thank you. No, she actually, while I was a stay-at-home dad, had to juggle, you know, company buyouts, job transitions, things like that. And eventually, she was approached by a franchise scout, whose job is to introduce franchise opportunities to people.
Cool.
And so when she was approached, she said, well, we'll entertain it. We'll look and see what it is.
Yeah.
So we explored a couple opportunities and options before deciding that the grout medic may be the best fit out of those other ones. And so really, it's her that was like, let's build something for ourselves.
Very
our
cool.
If she were to ever have to face another potential company buyout and worry about her job, we would have something that we can kind of lean upon.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. So does she kind of help in any of the operations? Is she out there doing any of this?
She's mostly behind the scenes because she is still working a 9-to-5. She's,
Okay.
She's still working the job since we are still fairly new in October when we launched. We haven't quite started making enough to bring her home and on board yet. But every now and then, I do get her help with some of the legal documents. And,
cool.
Things like, hey, can you help me fill this paperwork out?
That's a very important position in a business, the administrative assistant. Okay, very cool. So what services, what's your gamut of different services that you offer?
Anything grout related. That's what's in the name, the grout medic. It's restoration, repair, clean it, seal it. If it's mildewing, moldy, we just come in there with our vapor machine and steam clean it off and apply a color sealant on top of it to bring the color back in the grout.
Yeah.
And we do some re-caulking.
Yeah.
Clean out that old moldy mildew caulking that's tearing off of your shower walls. We'll re-caulk it. And that's the main areas that we do. We dabbled in some tile replacement.
Yeah.
If you have some broken tile and can supply the match tile, we can replace that for you. Instead of replacing the whole surface, you know, we try to bring it back to life. Bringing grout and tile back to life.
Love it. Bringing it back to life. What if it's 1950s tile and like 1950s grout?
Yeah.
Can you bring it back to life or is it time? Let's put some new grout. I mean, you got to like, you got to take the old grout out, right? Or no?
Not necessarily. If some of the grout is missing, we can actually do like a partial regrout where we mix up a little bit of grout, fill those holes, and then we come back with a color stain option where we just stain the entire surface. So that way the new grout we put in matches all the way across. Because if we don't do that, there's no way it's impossible to color match the new grout to the aged grout that's in place.
I see.
So that's why it's that one service up top on top of it where we color seal it and we hand paint every line and make sure that we completely get it sealed up for you and any excess off the tile itself. We don't want to leave paint on the tile.
So y'all probably are looking at a lot of like 1960s, 50s, like that. I mean, you're probably looking at a lot of old tile of that.
Believe it or not, not always. Most of what I get calls for are like the newer builds, whether, you know, somebody has called upon somebody they know to build a shower for them. And unfortunately it may not have been done all the way properly.
I'm going to get a second opinion, second look.
Where there may be a leak or it wasn't sealed properly.
Right.
And now they have missing grout or tiles are coming loose.
Yeah.
We get the calls to, hey, can you fix this? Versus ripping it out and starting it all over. And sometimes I do have to be that bearer of bad news and let the customers know. It's just like, this needs to be.
I mean, are you doing like a science experiment on site during your consultation to see if the grout is restorable or not? How's that?
I mean, I can see. I mean, I do a scratch test. If it comes off easy,
it feels dusty.
Yeah, we can repair it.
Okay.
An epoxy grout is kind of like this. You don't repair epoxy grout. It's just all got to come out.
Yeah.
I'm not the scientist. If my wife were involved, she's the biochemist by trade. But there are times that I go in and I feel like I do need a set of gloves because
maybe a respirator.
Right, maybe a respirator.
Yeah.
May need to get the drip ninjas involved.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Because there's a lot of mildew in the shower.
I'm sure. Okay. So you get called out on any given inquiry. And your assessment, I mean, does it include like, hey, look, we're looking for this bullet point of things in order to offer what you want? Or I mean, I'm curious how your assessment works when you get called out there. Do the customers already know what they want and you're just there to price them? Or are they kind of like, are they in that position? Like, can you save my great grandmother's grout?
Well, I do first ask, you know, what are their goals? I want to know what their thoughts are first, because I don't want to just spit out a whole bunch of things that they're like, oh, I don't want all that.
Yeah, we weren't here for that.
We're not. Yeah. So, because they'll just like, oh, he's trying to sell me on something that I don't need or I don't want.
Yeah.
So I try to ask them first. What do you think needs to be done? What would you like done? And how would you like it to look before I start throwing out options? And then, of course, I'll address what they are asking for. But then I'll also kind of say, here's a recommended service as well.
Yeah.
Some customers think that they just need it to be clear sealed.
Yeah.
And, well, aged grout, it's not uniform in color all the way across. So even if I attempt to clean it to my best of ability, I can't guarantee that the grout color is going to stay the same or be the same from the bottom of the shower to the top of the shower.
Right.
So that's where we offer that color seal option where, you know, we hand paint every line and then, or I say paint, but stain every line.
Yeah.
And then it is uniform because it's the same color all the way across. And it does add that extra protection from stains and dirt getting trapped in the grout and help make it easier to clean.
Yeah. Okay. What about like commercial buildings? Is there much tile in like a commercial building? Have you seen any?
Oh, I mean, fast food restaurants.
So they would need
this building, I think, in a lobby. There's tile in commercial buildings. I actually do have my, it's not a commercial building, but a senior living home that I'll be doing next week.
Okay. Fantastic.
Trying to get my foot in the door on there.
I bet they've got a lot of tile.
They do. This is actually just the, like the main lobby area restrooms, the men's and
they're trying you out.
Room. Yes. Just kind of clean it and seal it for them. And then hopefully we leave a good impression to get into other units.
When you got into this business, did you start walking around? You're like, man, there's freaking tile everywhere.
I can't go on vacation
without picking out the bad tile.
Take a shower and I'm like, oh, it's tile.
It's disgusting. How do people live like this?
She's like, you need to fix it. And I'm like, I would. Maybe we could barter, you know, we get free hotel stay if I fix their.
Hey, we're on vacation. We're putting up with the bad tile.
Exactly. Right.
Somebody else can deal with that.
But yeah, I can't go anywhere. You know, every restroom at restaurants, I cannot go without looking at the tile.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, the color seal means if somebody's going to transform their bathroom and they're looking at the difference between restoration and replacement. I mean, I got to imagine you guys have quite a bargain as opposed to somebody coming and retiling.
Oh, yes.
You know, so that's, you know, this just fits a nice niche. You know, maybe somebody doesn't want to remodel the whole bathroom. Oh, it's like, we're just swapping out vanities. And yeah. if we that picture you showed me, if we dress this tile up, you know, we're back to business.
Oh, yes, exactly. Because
this is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
A full remodel could be thousands of dollars,
yeah,
multiples. And, you know, we're talking, depending on the size of the space that's being done, a couple hundred, less than a thousand.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on how deep the repair needs to go.
Yeah. How gross. I'm just kidding.
No. So, yeah. It is a much cheaper option than replacing the entire shower. And I am honest with customers. If they tell me, you know, we're thinking of remodeling in a year, you know, I'll say, okay, well, yeah, can you live with it for another year like it is?
Yeah.
I want your business, but I don't want to rob you of something and extra services that you're only going to get to enjoy for a year and then you rip it all out.
Yeah.
So I try my best to be honest with customers and helpful to them because I'm not just going to rob somebody of.
Now, the same thing in the roof world. Not every customer needs the designer platinum series 50 year whatever bells and whistles.
Yes. So,
yeah. Every customer needs a different product. Very cool. All right. So since you have opened the doors, what's the big challenge? Like, what are you constantly faced with challenge-wise, other entrepreneurs listening?
Right now, it is getting those leads.
Leads, yeah.
Yes. So this month, actually, I just launched my Vowel Pack rollout.
Congrats. I remember you working on that.
And yes, I actually had two customers. One actually called me from it.
Excellent.
And another one tell me after we'd already been talking that she received it. So she's going to take advantage of that coupon as well.
Hey, shout to Vowel Pack.
Right.
You guys are doing it right.
So we've got two out there so far, and we just launched this week. Getting those leads has we've just been a struggle with just recently. When we launched, we were with one marketing firm, but they changed within the past 6 months. So that transition was actually beneficial. The leads have gone up.
Yeah.
So also, it's that time of year, spring. Everyone's wanting to spring clean up their house.
Roost it up. The lights are back on.
Oh, yes. So getting those leads has been the biggest challenge.
Yeah. Digital marketing, such a big space in leads these days. I mean, you basically have to find somebody, you know, you can't just like, I'm going to go learn digital. Maybe somebody can. Maybe there are those people who are excellent at grout, restoring grout, and they just happen to be like Google geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably not many. So
that is the benefit of buying into a franchise, in our opinion, as well. Because
you get that backup.
We get that backup. I've got a marketing department, not even my own, call our parent company and say, hey, can I get this ad? Can you help me with this QR code? Can you post this for me? And they're on it. So
well, that speaks to the excellent franchise that you guys have, bought into.
So. Yes. Well, not going to hit on it too much, but yeah, they're owned by a larger company that has 9 total home service brands.
So yeah, solid.
They support all of those in the same manner.
That's excellent. Okay, cool. All right. How far are we going? Are we going to Chapin, to Hopkins, Blythewood?
Up to Little Mountain.
Little Mountain. All right.
To little parts of Orangeburg.
Hmm.
We actually are on a job today in Batesburg, Leesville. And Sumter. I can go out to Sumter. Haven't been too many calls out that way, but.
So you're about an hour.
45 minutes is about our drive. If you can get there from Columbia, downtown Columbia in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's about where we're going.
Okay.
That's why, we're the Grout Medic of the Midlands and not just Columbia or Lexington.
Yeah.
So I wanted everyone to be able to know.
About Aiken?
Aiken is a stretch. Actually, there's already a Grout Medic. He's in North Augusta.
Well, that's his dude. He's right down the street.
That'd be him. And, he's been doing this much longer than I have. I don't want to get on his bad side.
Plenty of other business out there. He can have Aiken, right?
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. Okay. What advice would you give to somebody who's interested in starting a home improvement service business?
If it falls in the lines of like a franchise, I mean, I can talk on that. Like follow or even I guess, get help from somebody who's already been there.
Love it. Yeah.
Follow the footsteps of somebody who's already been through the minefield because they're going to tell you, hey, you don't want to do that. You're thinking, hey, I want the money. I'm going to take it. And then you're going to say, I should have listened.
Yeah.
That was more work than I thought. And, did I even break even? Things like that. So with me and specifically with our franchises, I've got that coach and those supports.
Yeah.
And that staff on the way over here, I was in communication with another owner asking his input.
Oh, that's
excellent. He's been doing this for 20 years and he's just.
You guys are like masterminding grout restoration over here.
So, I'm not in it alone. So,
yeah, that's excellent.
You lean on those people who've been there before you.
And lessons can be expensive. Right.
Yeah.
You know, you probably do something. You're like, man, that cost me a lot of money. I better tell all my buddies in the Grout Medic community.
Don't do that.
Don't do this.
And yes, I've been very particular about what jobs I take on for that, because I don't want to, start on a shower rebuild and tear out a shower pan. And then there's water damage. And I said, if I Woodward. Suspect water damage, I have a B&I partner I can refer for that.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't want to get in over my head and then own a job for months and years on down the road.
You didn't know you're in the remodeling business.
No.
That's not the business you're in.
It's not.
Let's to be clear. Okay. All right. Where can we find your your locations? Like, what social, are you on social media?
We are. Websites, thegroutmedic.com / the Midlands.
Okay.
Facebook, the Grout Medic of the Midlands. I'm starting on the, the Instagram side.
Good for you.
Not much of an Instagrammer.
It's okay. You start where you start.
But there is a page. There is a presence.
Yeah.
So I'm starting on that. So we're on Google Ads and on Yelp.
Yeah.
So, I those leads and that marketing mindset, I'm still trying to, some of those avenues still trying to refine.
Yeah. As we all are. Fantastic. Excellent. Okay. Any outdoor adventures coming up? When's the next recharge? Where are you going?
We got spring break, not this week coming, but next week, and are taking a family vacation up towards Michigan.
Ooh.
For the week.
Yeah. Backcountry or whatever, what's going on in Michigan? It's
Boyne Falls. It's kind of not Upper Peninsula, but kind of up that way.
Yeah.
I don't have any planned off grid.
That's good. That means that you don't need a refresh quite yet. You got gas in the tank.
I think I've got fumes in the tank right now.
I can tell. You got months, my friend. You're good. All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast, letting us learn about your biz. It's exciting to watch you guys grow. And, maybe I'll have you on down the road when you guys are really rocking. So.
Oh, yes. It'd be great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.